Spring is coming, and we know even after the snow melts, ski moms love to play outside. Skeeta, our favorite Vermont outdoor accessory brand, has you covered as the seasons change. Founder Corinne Prevost started Skeeta in 2007. The Vermont ski racer began making hats for her ski teammates and friends. As the buzz snowballed beyond the New England ski community, new products joined the line to keep everyone warm and colorful. Each season, Corinne and her team update the prints to keep the collection feeling fresh and new. This spring, Skeeta is celebrating its 16th birthday with fresh prints like the Pastel, Whimsical, and Plein Air collection. Our favorite pieces include the Throwback Headbands. This headband is made to keep hair and sweat off your face. The single-ply design gathers neatly in the back for maximum styling. Wear it scrunched or lay it flat. It's your perfect partner for any activity where you want a great pop of color and style with minimal fuss. For sunny days, we adore the Skeeta Brim Hat. This five-panel camp hat is the perfect grab-and-go companion. Made in a lightweight, water-repellent material, this hat is ideal for hiking, camping, and the beach. Stay protected from the sun in style. Whether you're cheering your kids at a lacrosse game, exploring with your girlfriends, or simply walking the woods with your loyal pup, Skeeta accessories are there to make ski mom life more fun. Save 20% off your order with code SKIMOMS20 at checkout.
Welcome to the Ski Moms Fun Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and Sarah.
Today on the Ski Moms Fun Podcast, it's a 96 degree day in August. We're getting in our car and driving to Rutherford, New Jersey, where we're going to go skiing at Big Snow American Dream, the only indoor ski resort in North America. We'll bring you with us from check-in to hitting the snow and share our experience with you. We'll also be talking with Trish McLeod, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Snow Partners, the parent company of Big Snow, and she's going to tell us more about the facility, the ski and ride programs, and packages.
Okay, we are pulling into the exit for the American Dream. It's 96 degrees and a hot August day. We came through the Lincoln Tunnel, hit some traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel. We're a little behind schedule, but we still have plenty of time to ski. After a short walk from the parking lot, we were ready to check in and start our session. Okay, the magic wristband you're given when you check in, and that gives you access to the things that you signed up for. So they keep scanning the wristband, and you can get your gear, then you can get your lift ticket, basically, your access to the slopes.
Okay. Use your wristbands to lock the locker you choose. After you're dressed, you're going to head off. Nick says ski poles and what else?
Skis and poles, that's all.
Oh, skis and poles? Okay. So you're just going to go to tech area. Okay. There's going to be another table just like this. You just got to make sure that your boots are going to match the skis. That's all.
Awesome.
And then the poles will be outside.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. I will say the check-in process was really easy. The first stop is pants and jackets. And we absolutely love that you can rent the pants and jackets. You don't need to buy them. You don't need to bring your own. Very seamless. You would stop and get the gear first, jackets and pants, and then you would come to get your boots, helmet, and board, or skis and poles, and then you're out onto the slopes. We stashed our flip-flops and summer gear in the complimentary lockers, and we're off to the slopes. All right, we're clicking in, and we're going to head to the magic carpet. It's a perfect ski day here inside the American Dream Mall in New Jersey.
Yeah, no wind. No wind.
No precipitation. I will say, so we're going on the lift. Yes, there's a lift, and there's a terrain park underneath of us with some pretty good kids doing tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there is a slope. I'm not good with numbers, like how many yards or feet is this? I don't know. It looks like more than a football field.
Yeah,
like
more than a football field.
Like slightly more than a football field. So that, how long is a football field? 220 yards?
I don't know, but I think we'll have to look that up. We'll come back with the facts.
As you know, we play loose with the facts here on the Ski Moms Fun Podcast. But now my hand is out of my mitten, and it's a little chilly.
It is cold, yeah. But it feels good.
It feels good. Yeah,
outside.
It's not painful.
It's actually
cold.
A great thing to do on a hot day. I'm feeling refreshed.
Back at Ski Mom's headquarters, we found out that the vertical is 160 feet, and overall, there is 150,000 square feet of snow inside the facility. Any observations from your first sliding experience of big snow?
No, the snow was great. It felt so good to be in there on a 90-plus degree day. I love, it's very easy from the time you get in the door to get out of the snow. It was, very well organized, I thought.
That was so much fun. We got in a lot of runs since the chairlift is really fast. We are just going to now hang up our skis and poles, hand back our boots, and grab a hot chocolate before we sit down with Trish McLeod to talk a little more about the facility, the programs, and offerings here at Big Snow.
Hey moms, we know you're missing the snow this summer, but we've got something just for you. Our limited edition Ski Mom t-shirt and tank top. Each style comes in 4 fun colors just for Ski Moms. And as always, 10% of the profits go to support the Share Winter Foundation. So shop, show off your Ski Mom pride, and support a great cause. To shop the collection, click the link in the show notes or head to our Instagram page at Ski Moms Fun and click the link in our bio. The 2022 Snowbound Expo will bring an inspirational, interactive, and exciting retail experience to Boston families who ski and ride. This retail-led experience brings together inspiring athletes and expert coaches, along with the latest gear and technology, all under one roof. There will be 2 stages of content covering inspiration, snow skills, adventure stories, and more. And the Ski Moms will be podcasting live from the stage. All sessions are included with your weekend ticket. There's truly something for everyone, whether you are new to the snow or an experienced pro. Families are welcome. Use code MOMTRENDS when purchasing your ticket and save 50% off. See you at the show. And now, back to our show.
Tell us your name and what your role is here at Big Snow.
So my name is Trish McLeod, and I'm the director or ranger of resorts marketing and sales. I actually am a part of the parent company, which is called Snow Partners. So Big Snow falls underneath that umbrella. So I'm between Big Snow and Mountain Creek, which is our sister resort located in Vernon, New Jersey. So
awesome. So Sarah and I just got off the slopes. This was Sarah's first time skiing, but you'd been here before. We were blown away with how easy it was to get on the snow.
Yes.
Was that a trial and error? Was it set up initially to make it so easy to get on the snow?
It was absolutely set up to be accessible. So, Big Snow's goal from the beginning has always been to be accessible and to have that convenience factor. So, from a family perspective, to just park in a parking garage, grab your ski gear, walk in, and you're in the experience fairly quickly. The locker room to the snow dome, as you know, is only 25 feet. So you don't have to sweat too much and lug all that gear as far as you would for a traditional resort.
So someone coming here for the first time that hasn't been skiing before, what would they need to bring versus what is, can they rent?
Yes. So going back to the affordability, the accessibility piece. So Big Snow's goal has always been to grow the sport, to grow participation. And a part of that, we've created a product called the Snow Day Package, which I think you guys had that today. So we provide everything you need to have your first experience on snow, from outerwear, snow jackets, snow pants, equipment, boots, complimentary lockers, which is really cool. That's a new thing for a resort, and complimentary lessons as well. So you probably did need that when you went outside, but we have our team out on snow that'll take guests through each one of our learning stations through terrain-based learning. So allows them to graduate from step 1 all the way through step 5 and get more comfortable with being on skis or snowboard. And that's as low as $69.99 for that product, which is really cool, right? A lot of the traditional barriers to entry we see at ski resorts are affordability. So to be able to just come in here in your sandals and a pair of socks, we can get you outfitted and get out on snow and teach you too on top of that, which is really cool. You know, it's really cool to see people come in here and experience snow for the first time because of where we're located. We're just 10 miles outside of New York City. You know, we're definitely in a big public transit hub, which is really helpful for us. And, you know, something else to share, you know, as we're talking about traditional barriers to entry within the sport is, you know, Big Snow is proud to be the most social and ethnically diverse resort in the world, you know, because of where we're located. So we're really super proud to be able to host so many different guests here and be able to bring this, the mountains to them.
Let's take a quick break. As we move from ski season to spring, it's time to get those mountain bikes out. Most ski families use season passes to make skiing more affordable and fun. If your family mountain bikes, there's a new way to save on those adventures too. Make the most of spring and summer in the mountains with Loam Pass, the premier North American mountain biking pass. Loam Pass gives you over 60 days of access to some of the best mountain biking destinations across the country. Use discount code SKIMOMS15 to save 15% off your family's Loam Pass today at loampass.com. That's LOAMPASS.com. Loam Pass is available in two versions, for kids ages 6 to 11 and the adult pass for ages 12 and up. The pass combines access to the most premier resorts, gets you into bike parks, and connects you to shuttle companies to get you where you need to be. It's the one pass you need to bring the best cycling to your family. Remember, you'll get 2 days at each of the resorts, parks, or shuttles, making the investment one that will pay off big. Remember to use code SKIMOMS15 to save 15% off your family's Loam Pass today.
Yeah, I mean, we were completely blown away by the diversity on the slopes. It was fantastic. And it wasn't just the skiers, it was the staff as well.
Yes.
Which is great, because if you're coming to learn for the first time, you can see an instructor who looks like you when you're learning to ski, which makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and a lot of those team members, they stepped on snow for the first time in their lives with us, and they learned how to ski or how to snowboard with us and then became, you know, these instructors, which is super, such a cool story, right? We have a lot of those stories from our guest perspectives too, so it's exciting.
But tell us a little bit about what this is, how you created it, and what kind of surface people are working with.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'll take you from the start, which is when you do come in, you walk into our retail shop, which is 5,000 square feet of retail and a viewing space into the dome. So we're able to have the passerbyers from American Dream be able to look in and share in on the fun of what's happening inside the ski dome, which is cool for us. And as you go through there, you're filtered in through to our guest experience area, where you'll show your QR code because everything is purchased in advance, and you guys got those fancy wristbands that are RFID. So that'll take you through the rest of the experience as a guest. And then you'll go through the gondola room. Did you guys get a chance to,
yes, that
to
was
go
awesome.
Through? Yeah, and then that's where we introduce Big, our resident Yeti who built Big Snow, and his story and what to expect as a first timer with the remainder of your experience. So we use the gondola cars as kind of like a funnel to make sure that, you know, because you booked into a certain time slot. So we want to make sure that we're bringing in every 15 minutes we're bringing in new guests, and every 15 minutes we're also pushing out those guests from the dome. So it's kind of like metering the flow for us. And then once you go through the gondola cart, you're brought to outfitting. They scan you there. The technology lets them know what sizes you chose in terms of outfitting. So they'll get you your snow jacket and pants. We'll get head over to the lockers. Fun, because if you're used to going to traditional ski resorts, you got to put in change or you got to figure out the locker situation. Here you just simply use your wristband to lock and unlock those lockers. And so what's really neat is we offer that, the boot bridge. So a lot of first timers don't really know how to put on their boots, right? So you'll go up to the boot bridge. It's eye level for our team. They'll be able to fit the guests according to their size and help them get laced up or strapped in. And then they're off to scanning outside into the dome where they pick up their skis and snowboards. And then once they do that, our instructors greet them and, you know, invite them into the terrain-based learning area if they're in our branded jacket. So that's how we know that they potentially could be a first timer and that we want to spend some time with them, getting them used to being on a board or skis. So
that's very clever. So the jacket tells you the experience level.
Yes. Yeah. So as a seasoned skier, snowboarder, you'll come in typically with your own clothes. You could be traveling, which, you know, that's certainly the case every once in a while here. But a lot of our rental guests are new guests. So that's how, you know, we identify them and be able to start those conversations with them on getting them started in terrain-based learning.
And so the snow quality we talked about a little bit, but it's fantastic. How often do you make snow? What kind of snow, you know, what kind of magic goes into making this happen?
Yes, it is really magic. So to give you the background, so the way we make snow and keep snow, there's definitely a couple elements that go into it. So one is obviously the temperature. So right now the temperature is 28 degrees during operating hours, but in off hours we'll drop it down to 21 degrees to prepare for snow making. And then we have our chillers, which are of course back of house. We have two-ton chillers, which help us keep the temperature at what we deem it to be at. Then we have the existing snowpack, which is about 20 inches. The consistency, like you said, is really, how do you describe it? It's not, you can't make a snowball out of it, right?
No, it's not mashed potato-y.
Yeah, but it's not mashed potato-y. It's a very solid consistency, and we groom every night, so it's great. So we make snow and groom every night. So the snowpack itself really helps keep temperature in the dome. It kind of acts as its own microclimate, like a glacier would in nature. And underneath that is a network of cooling lines. Glycol is what helps keep it cool from the bottom. And then lastly, if you saw while you were out there, we have RC units, which are the 13 units that are hanging from the ceiling. So those each have a snow gun attached to it. So essentially, all of that working together, pushing out water out of those snow guns attached to the RC units, just comes out like a fine mist. And as that water falls, it freezes, and then it falls like snow, just like in nature.
What about a parent that wanted to bring their child that didn't want to ski? As well, I see that there's like some coffee shops.
We do get a lot of guests that will drop their kids off, whether they're at Camp Big or children's program. That's ages 5 through 12. They'll drop them, they'll watch them from the retail window that we have, the little cafe, or they'll go shopping and they'll come back.
What ages did the program start?
So Camp Big children's program is ages 5 through 12. And we run that every day. Actually, we've run a summer series. So, you know, we've gotten kids in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's their camp. And so we've gotten such great feedback, and the community that they create within themselves is kind of really fun. And some of the moms, too, that are waiting for their kids to go through the camp, you know, creating those relationships. It's kind of fun to hear about that. So yeah, that is a dedicated camp that we're doing. And then upcoming in the fall, we are launching an after-school series to keep that going. So that'll be, you know, a version of what we've done in the summer, but for after-school, which is great.
And then what was the little, it was like a Burton little room off to the side. What was that?
Yes, so that's our Burton Riglet room. So when we do have Camp Big children come in, we'll start them on dry land, try and get them used to whether they're, you know, being pulled on a board or playing on those saucers that Burton has provided us. They're a great partner, so we...
And hats off to Burton. I mean, they kind of own the Learn to Ride space. Mm-hmm. There's no ski brand of skis that has done for skiing what Burton has done for riding. And then the terrain park
it looks pretty comprehensive for an indoor facility. I think people would be delighted to find all of the features out there. Do you move them around?
Yes. So weekly we do a refresh in the terrain park. And then we'll do special builds depending on what we have coming up. So this Saturday we're hosting Burton Park Affair, which is a women's camp. And, you know, they certainly have different levels of riders that are participating in the camp. So we work with them to make sure that we have the right product for their campers. And we'll definitely do a refresh every week for our core guests, to keep that new, and fun. But then we'll do, you know, special builds for partners and clients that are coming in for events.
And then we talked about, so the package we got today with all the equipment, and then I think, is it 2 hours of skiing or riding that comes with? But then we saw up on the wall that there's a monthly membership as well. Like, what are the different offerings?
So we have a lot of product offerings. But to keep it simple, we have our rental product, which is our snow day product, and then we have a slope access ticket. So that each of those products gives you 2 hours on snow. And then if you're looking to come more than once, a multi-visit, we offer a six-pack card. So if you guys wanted to come back six times, 2 hours each, or, you know, ski for 4 hours one time, you can redeem more than once in one day. And then the upgrade from that would be our snow pass, which is new as of this month. It is a monthly subscription where it's kind of like a gym membership, right? A snowy gym membership where you sign up and you pay monthly and you have unlimited access to the dome, which is really exciting because I know for the longest time, I run the social media as well. So for the longest time, we would always get messages or comments about when are you guys going to get a season pass? And for us, we're open 365. So the season is year round. So we were able to work with our sister company, SnowCloud. That's our technology, our ticketing technology, to create a monthly subscription pass, which is really fun and new. And you know, that's a really cool thing to provide that to people who were asking for it for some time.
For somebody, let's say it's a newer ski family, or somebody who's just like coming to the mall, are there times and days that you think that they would have a better like learn to ski experience? Maybe it's not going to be as busy. They'll get more attention from the staff.
Yes. So I would say Monday through Wednesdays are probably those best days. And then, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're starting to see a really big pickup. In the summer, it's funny because, like, you know, summer is different than fall, than winter, than spring. So I would say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are always really good bets throughout the whole year for us. We see a very large uptick in new riders and skiers in December, January, when snow is top of mind. So we do have a different demand during that time period, but I would say, you know, early weekdays would be best.
So you are going to control the capacity so the skier has the same experience from one week to the next.
Yep. So we do cap our inventory, as you mentioned. So you booked into a specific time slot. So we provide a certain number of inventory per every 15 minutes for our operating hours for that day. So we don't go over that. And certainly there are times where we'll sell out those time slots and that inventory, and it'll push people to purchase later in the day. So it's always good to purchase way in advance. You know, sold out weekends are certainly becoming a thing now. It's been so hot and so humid that it really has helped us kind of put that message out there. Like, this is the ultimate air conditioning. Come visit us. Just to talk real quick about American Dream, what an amazing center to be a part of, right? There's so many other great things to keep yourself busy. So if you want to, you come here for 2 hours, you ski, you snowboard, can leave, go get food, do a little shopping, check out the other attractions that they have. You can stay busy here all day. So it's cool to be a part of that.
And I love that you can get a cocoa at the end of your ski day, that there's a little cocoa bar there with some little chalet seating. Yeah. There's really a lot of nice touches all around the facility that make you feel like you're not in the middle of a warehouse. It really feels cozy and mountain-like.
It looks like a lodge. It reminds me of like Spruce Peak at Stowe right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where we've been transported to.
Yeah.
No longer New Jersey.
Around the second level, we have Yard House, good partners to us. You can get a table, have a full meal with them, and or at break ski, and look over the snow dome.
Okay, so we did just see the Yeti.
Big.
Yes, he's doing his rounds. And I will say, when you came in and you get to the gondola point, it does feel a little theme parky, which is fun. Mm-hmm. It feels like skiing and entertainment wrapped into one. So there's sort of that, there's a video display of expectations and kind of builds anticipation as well. So it's very, I wouldn't say it's slick, but it's bright and colorful and inviting at the same time.
Absolutely. And Big's such a great part of our brand. You know, he loves, he's out there dancing right now for the people out in the moment. Yes, so Big, our resident Yeti, he traveled from the Yukon. You know, he was wanting to get to the big city, and he got here. And he
he's not an introvert. Most Yetis are introverted, but I don't get the sense of that from Big.
I would just say, like, the feel is, like, very welcoming, very friendly. Like, there were kids singing in line in front of us. There's, like, girls, you know, goofing around behind us. Like, it just, there doesn't seem to be any judgment. There doesn't seem to be anybody that's worried about, I'm not a certain level of skier or something. It just felt very, like, happy and inclusive to me out there. And it seemed like everyone was just having fun. There were no screaming children.
No, I didn't see. This is may have been my only visit to a mountain without seeing tears anywhere.
No tears.
Well, I'd love to hear both of that. There's definitely an energy here.
A big thank you to Trish, Big, and the team Big Snow for making this indoor ski experience happen. We hope you're enjoying these special summer episodes of the Ski Moms Fun podcast. We'll be back with weekly podcasts as soon as the snow starts falling. A huge thanks to our growing Ski Moms community. To help more moms find this podcast, please rate and review our podcast. This will help us get to the top of the search engine list. Thank you, and thanks, Snow. No one works as hard as a ski mom. With Mother's Day right around the corner, we want to remind everyone to shop the Ski Moms gift guide for the best ideas. These are the gifts we want to give and get for Mother's Day. Prices range from under $10 for simple treats like notepads to big splurges like a new boot bag. Remember, the big day is Sunday, May 12th, so you want to shop now to make sure everything gets there in time for mom. Visit the SkiMomsFun.com gift guides page or click the link in show notes to see our picks for this year. Make it easy for your kids, partner, or spouse and just forward them the link. Or better yet, treat yourself to something from our expertly curated Ski Mom wish list. Remember, visit SkiMomsFun.com and look for the gift guide page.